Good morning, Boker Tov, everyone. It's really amazing to be back. My name is Dov Fink. I was here 2 summers ago, and it's really a privilege to be back here once again. And I was recently in a shul where on the doorway into the main sanctuary, there was no mezuzah. And I was curious if this meant that the shul in some way paskened like Korach. In this week's parsha, the Chazal tell us that one of the things that Korach fought against Moshe Rabbeinu's leadership and expressed it by saying that a bias that is Mali Svarim, that if you have a room that is filled with Svarim, Tzarech Mezuzah, or in Tzarech Mezuzah, does it require a mezuzah on the doorway or not? Moshe Rabbeinu said it does. And Korach used this as a fight against Moshe Rabbeinu. This doesn't make any sense. However, when one actually tries to figure out if a shul is required to have a mezuzah or not, it's actually a little bit more complicated. And to oversimplify the sugya, the entire topic, but the main issue that it boils down to, one of them, is a Beit Knesset, is that a Makom Dira, or is that not Makom Dira? Is that a place where people live, or is that not a place where people live? And therefore, in Shulchan Aruch, what's paskin is that if a Beit Knesset has a Makom Dira L'Chazan, that if there's someone who takes care of the shul, or assists in the shul in some way where he lives in the shul, so then it's Chayev B'Mezuzah. V'im Lav Pator, and if it's not, it's Pator. So nowadays, most people do not live in the shul, and therefore the minhag is that most people, they will still put up a mezuzah in the shul, but they will put it up without a bracha, because it's not a formal makom dira. This relates to another related question of whether or not Beit Midrash, a place where people not just only come to learn, but a place where people come, not only come to pray, but a place where people come to learn, would that be the same question, or would that be a different question? So also debate in the Gemara, debate in the Rishonim. And one of the more fascinating anecdotes that one finds amongst the Rishonim comes from the Maharan. The Maharan was one of the Gedolei Poskim of the Ashkenazim from the Rishonim, and he originally paskined that one should not have a mezuzah on a Beit Midrash, a place where people learn. And what would happen is, as the day would continue of a long day of intensive Talmud Torah, he would get tired, and he would take a nap in the Beit Midrash in the afternoon. And he records that there would often be a ruach ra. There would be some evil spirit that would bother him as he was taking his nap in the afternoon, and then he was koveh mezuzah, and then afterwards, when he would take his nap, he would no longer have the ruach ra would no longer bother him, and he would be able to sleep comfortably. But I believe that os boils down to the same question: is that a makom dira, or is that not makom dira? Does the person use it in a way that becomes their dwelling place, becomes a place that they live? If so, so then it would be required in a mezuzah because a person is living it as their dwelling place. However, perhaps we could suggest, and we'll close with this, that the mezuzah is also, in essence, meant to play the same role or a similar role to both a shul and a Beit Midrash. And that is, the way the Rambam writes towards the end of Hilchos Mezuzah, that the encounter with the mezuzah is meant to be a transformative experience. It's meant to be one that changes my perspective, that reminds me of what I'm supposed to do, who I'm supposed to be, and how I'm supposed to act throughout my entire day. That's supposed to be an encounter with the mezuzah. In some way, it's also supposed to be the encounter with a shul. When a person walks into Beit Knesset, so then they're reminded of what a person's role is in, throughout the day, in their life, how they're supposed to act, what they're supposed to do. And so to a Beit Midrash, when we come to learn Torah, that also gives us the ability to reorient ourselves, to remind ourselves what we're supposed to accomplish, what we're supposed to do, how we're supposed to act, feel, and interact with everyone around us. So it's an incredible privilege to be here together in both Beit Knesset and Beit Midrash and be able to learn together through that transformative experience the mezuzah is supposed to accomplish, be able to accomplish that together as a kollel and as a Beit Knesset in both the Beit Knesset and the Beit Midrash as well. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.